All right, here we are on this beautiful day, beautiful Friday morning.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm John.
I'm Tina.
And we are Voice Coaches Radio, the longest running voiceover podcast in the industry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, accurate. Started in 2008.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yep, yep. So, Colt, today we're going to talk about the voice actor attitude.
The attitude.
Yeah, what do we mean by that? The kind of people that become successful in this industry isn't always, and maybe not even often, dictated by their talent. Because I don't think the most talented people find the most success in this industry.
Yeah.
I find it's the people who do have talent, who do know what they're doing, who have the skills, but really are the coolest.
Yes, they have a great positive attitude.
Yes.
When they meet people and interact with people, you know, before, during, and after the job.
Absolutely. You know, when you show up to, first of all, you're going to, when you come to a recording studio, assuming, and when you start out, you will often go to a recording studio. Mm-hmm. Every person in that room that you're about to meet wants to be there.
Yes.
Right? No one is going, it's a nine to five. It's not like that here.
No, it's not. Absolutely.
Everyone wants to be here. And so if you come across like you don't want to be there or like you're being inconvenienced, you're not going to get asked back. You're just not.
Absolutely not. No. They remember everything.
They do.
Yeah, they really do. From the minute you walk in that door to the interaction with other people, to your performance in the booth, you know, and how, and then even afterwards, they remember it all.
And I'm not saying you have to be the life of the party.
No, no.
But be nice. Be a regular person.
Yeah.
Right? You know, it's and I've certainly witnessed the opposite, and those people just don't end up working. And the thing you have to understand about this industry is, again, we mentioned this in another episode, probably a couple episodes, where a lot of your work as a voice actor will come from repeat clients.
Yes.
Referrals. And that is how the industry works, but it can go the other way.
Yes.
Right.
Absolutely.
If you go to the studio and you act in a certain way, that's just, you're just not positive. Maybe even you're talking negatively to people or give an attitude. Not only are they not going to hire you again, and I can tell you they're not going to hire you again. It doesn't matter. At that point, by the way, it doesn't matter how good you are. Like, no one does that thing where they go, boy, I really don't like that person, but she's just so good. That doesn't happen in this industry. We'll get someone that just sort of sounds like you.
Yeah. I've had so many repeat, or actually I shouldn't say repeat jobs, but I've had so many jobs come from one or two that I've gone into a studio because they remembered how I interact with them. I mean, as soon as I go, I even introduce myself to the receptionist and I talk to the receptionist.
Yes.
And then the next person I meet, same thing, introduce myself. I'll even ask them questions, interact, you know, just talk to them. They remember that stuff. And then you just keep on talking to them. They remember it. They
do. If you've gotten a voiceover job and you never got hired again, you did something. You just don't know what.
Yeah.
You know, and that's assuming they're still doing things. I mean, if it's some company that just doesn't do a lot of work, that's different.
But
if there's a company that consistently does work and you got hired one time and never you got hired again, bad news for you.
Yeah.
Something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's most likely not your performance in the booth.
Yeah.
It's most likely something that maybe you acted not very nicely to someone or whatever. So we're all the same people, right? So no one's. And by the way, this is something we're talking about that usually does not happen. Most voice actors are super cool, just like most producers are super cool. Most audio engineers are great. They all want to be there. But I just want to encourage you to also, sometimes you can accidentally sound that way, right? So, you know, like if you're in the booth and I'm giving you direction, for example, right? And I say, hey, love that, but can we do it like this? And I hear, can you try it like this? Not a good look.
Not
a good sound, let's say. Because at that point, I'm like, oh, this person doesn't want to be there. And the client notices those things. The client will all of a sudden go, what's happening with this person?
Yeah.
So really make it a point to, oh, yeah, sounds great. Hey, can you try like this? Absolutely.
And it's just simple. You don't have to go into, you know, long conversations or whatever, but just, you know, you're agreeing with them. And if you have questions, just ask them, you know, but not like, well, why would I be doing that? No.
And
I just approach it a different way.
Exactly. And I encourage this, if you end up, and you should, if you're going to get into voiceovers, I encourage this with your voice coaches, right? Yes. If you start working, because you can get into a bad habit, right? If you if you start working with voice coaches, any voice coach, and you're not nice, and you're not particularly pleasant to them, that will carry through, because all of a sudden you're going to get in that habit. By the way, they don't like that. And these people are in the industry, right?
Yeah.
So again, what you don't want is your name getting around as being someone who's difficult to work, or someone who's not friendly. And also, you're going to get in the habit. Right? You're probably a super nice person. And I don't know why you're coming across that way or whatever, but if you do it, next thing you know, those people don't want to work with you.
No, I know.
And if your name comes up, we don't, I know in this industry, one thing that's one of the great things about voiceovers is you're going to find this isn't a very gossipy industry. In other words, people don't purposely go around and gossip. However, if someone mentions your name, they're going to say,
yeah,
I mean, good voice actor, but not super friendly. And by the way, that's worse. Like it'd be, you know what? I would hire someone where they said average voice actor, but like the best person.
Yeah.
That's way more appealing
than
someone going, good voice actor, but not super friendly.
Yeah. When they hear that, you know, when you say great attitude, easy to work with.
Yes.
Those things go a long way. Really, really do.
Exactly. Like I know a guy who makes a lot of money doing this, even retired from his federal job early. And he's an average voice actor at best, but he's the nicest guy in the world. He works all the time. People want to be around him. People will, and he's, again, he's not the life of the party, but he comes in, he's super friendly. Hey, he remembers things about you. He comes in, hey, how's your dog? You know, and so those are things, it's just important to be super friendly and enjoy, and again, whether it be a professional voiceover job or the process of you becoming a professional voice actor, enjoy the process.
Yes.
Show people you want to be there. Otherwise, what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, and this is one of those industries. This is fun.
Yes.
You're not doing surgery. Thank goodness I'm not doing surgery. I would not have a good list But it is a fun job. And even doing a serious read, it's still a fun job. Absolutely. So it's not the uptight, you know, industry. It is, and it's very, the people are extremely friendly. That's the one thing I tell students when I say to them, ask questions when you're in the booth. It's okay. I will tell them, I go, the engineer and producer are the nicest people in this business. A lot of it is they realize how we feel. They know we get nervous in that booth. So if they make us feel comfortable, then they're going to get a great read.
Absolutely.
They are really the nicest people. And I will tell you, I ask questions. I mean, I come right in and I'll ask some questions. Well, how would you like me to do this? Is this pronounced correctly? Things like that. And I'll just ask them the question. And they don't mind. They don't mind at all because they want to get a good read out of you.
Absolutely, And you're going to find that people will, in this industry, people will help you if they can.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So ask for help if you need it. And even when people are doing things, I have to tell you, even when people are doing things like completely wrong, I try to be as...
Yes,
like,
so do I.
This is years ago, but I got interviewed this is really funny. So I got people called and said, hey, we'd like to interview on PBS. It was out in Rochester. Yeah. So I don't know if it went any further than the affiliate. I have no idea because I've never watched it. I don't watch myself on screen. But so they said, we want you to do this. It's basically going to be talk show format and we're going to interview you about voiceovers. Oh, sounds great. They didn't tell me any more information except for when it was and all that. So I show up and I sit down and they go, okay, great. So we're going to have like live callers. And so, wait, what do you mean? And I go, wait, this is live? I thought it was going to be taped.
Oh.
And I said, wait, this is live? And they said, yeah. I go, oh, I don't know. I said, I'm not an on-screen person at all. I said, I don't know. And they said, no, it's going to be great. It's going to be live and we're going to have people call in and ask you questions. I was nervous. I said, okay. So in my mind, as we're doing this and they're asking me questions, right? In my mind, I'm smiling the whole time.
Yeah.
Like I'm trying, my face hurt when I was done, right? So, afterwards, my wife watched it. I said, I'm not watching this. I go, my face hurts though from smiling all the time. My wife watches it and she goes, I don't know why your face hurt. You didn't smile one time. I said, what? She said, you were not smiling. She goes, you weren't. She goes, you're just, I was like, wow. But here's what happened during it. So I had, I had some wild calls and I had mm-hmm. to be so, it caught me mm-hmm. so off guard.
Yeah.
I would have people call and say they're doing the wildest things to get into voiceovers that were so not, you know, and I'm alive on air. So people would say, so I bought a bunch of equipment and I would say, oh great. Yeah. So do you know how to use the equipment? No. And I said, okay, yeah. Have you had any voice coaching? No. And I'm thinking, yeah. And now you can't say that. So I'm yeah. on air while these people are saying this. And I feel like going, are you crazy? What are you doing? You're not going to be yeah. a voice actor like this. But I would have to yeah. say things like, okay, sounds great. Yeah. So, you know, first thing I would say is you're going to, but that's what we're like, right? So yes. I want to help yeah. this person. I don't want this person to go out there and make all these mistakes. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I'm like, yeah. what is happening? What is happening? Because it was live on air. It was yeah. so crazy. But again, I in my mind, here's the kind of people that I think almost all of us are in the industry. In my mind, I wanted to get that person's phone number and call them and talk to them privately and go, hey, and say, yeah, here's how you should yeah. be doing this. I don't want you to go out there. Mm-hmm. Because it also, listen, I want that person to be successful if they yeah. want to. But also, I don't want people to have a bad taste in their mouth about the industry, which does mm-hmm. happen when people do it the wrong
absolutely,
way
yeah.
and they don't realize they're doing it the wrong way. Mm-hmm. And then they go, oh, this industry sucks. It's like, well, you were never really in the industry. You didn't do it the way you should mm-hmm. have done it. And so that's the kind of people we are. We want to help you. Like, you
yes,
know,
absolutely. Yeah.
I've had people email me who are mm-hmm. not, you know, in my program or not doing things mm-hmm. and they'll ask me advice. So I'll give it to them.
Oh yeah.
There's only
yeah.
so much I can do yeah. via email or whatever, mm-hmm. but you know, I'm going to tell you, hey, get a voice coach. You know, this is what you should be doing. Here's how you should be doing it. And that's what I feel like that's what this industry, most of us mm-hmm. are like. We want to yes. help you as much as we can.
We want to help. Yeah. We definitely want to help. And it does all come down to attitude.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. so you have to help us by yes. having the right. And most do.
Most but, do. Absolutely. But you'll have a few that right. will come in, you know, just barreling through.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's confusing to yeah. us, honestly. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm confused by it when I get it. Cause I'm yeah. like, oh, what is happening? Is
yeah.
Why? If there's other jobs you can be miserable at. Mm-hmm. This is not a job you should be miserable at. This yeah. is not. And if you're coming through voice coaching too, why would you be miserable? Mm-hmm. Aren't you doing yeah. something you really want to do? It's like, yeah. it's like me signing up for, like, I've decided I'm going to do intramural mm-hmm. basketball
yeah.
and all of a sudden being miserable every time I go. It's like, why am I even here? Why am I doing it? So be happy.
Yes.
Enjoy the things you've chosen mm-hmm. to do.
Yes.
Okay. If you hate your job, hate your job. That's yeah. why you're getting into voiceovers.
Hopefully that's exactly it, because this is a fun yeah. industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is fun.
Cool. So, yeah, I mean, that's a little short episode. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to address it because it's mostly all good. But once in a while, mm-hmm. you run across someone, you're like, ah. Oh. And I feel, and here's the kind of people we are too. I actually end up feeling bad for that person too, because I'm thinking
yeah.
they're never going to make it. And they're never going, because I'm even thinking I'm never hiring that person again. And mm-hmm. I feel bad for even thinking that. I'm like, oh, I feel bad. Maybe they just had a bad day, but I don't want to be around that person.
No, I know. And it is kind of hard where you just want to say, listen, change your attitude.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
a mom and them.
Yeah, exactly. Cool. All right. Well, there we go. I am John G at voicecoaches.com. Again, if you have any suggestions, any questions, mm-hmm. don't be shy. We've been having more and more people email us. The episode, The In-Between, seems to be the most popular
yes.
so far. We get a bunch mm-hmm. of emails about that, so that's cool. So emails with suggestions, comments, questions about an episode, whatever you have, that's great. And we are going to start interviewing people. Actually, this week was the week we were going to interview some people, or at least mm-hmm. one, maybe two. I'm gonna try to, honestly, I probably dropped the ball a little bit. I asked Laura at the studio to look into mm-hmm. some people, but Laura's super busy here, and then yeah. I kind of forgot to follow up with her. And so mm-hmm. just yesterday she sent me some people, and we asked a little late to get people yeah. in,
but
for
we
today.
Will we'll get them in,
but we are. So now we're mm-hmm. we're ready. By the way, we have all the technology yes. set up. Our producer, Clement, is ready for
yes,
an interview.
He is so
He's
ready.
So upset at me right now. Yeah. He's furious yeah. at me because I didn't have someone to interview.
He's like, what's going on with you two? Now he's got a bad attitude. No.
So next time, we are definitely going to have someone. I will look into it. I will get mm-hmm. someone in here, or actually not in here. We're going to give them on whatever, up on the screen here.
Okay.
Up on the screen. So we'll do that. Maybe even next episode. We'll see how it goes.
All right. That
All
sounds
right.
good.
All right.
I'm going with the flow.
So again, John G at voicecoaches.com.
And Tina at voicecoaches.com.
Thank you for listening, everyone. We out.